Some people love to use ellipses. Some people, let's face it, abuse them. But almost everyone seems to have some questions about how to use them properly. So here in capsule form is an overview of how to use ellipses. The term ellipsis doesn't just mean the punctuation mark. It can also mean omitted words, the very things that the punctuation mark stands in for. In the singular, it's ellipsis. The plural is ellipses. So when you're talking about that three-dot punctuation mark, all three dots together form an ellipsis, singular, ending in is. Some style guides don't like to use the term to mean the punctuation mark. They use it only to mean omitted words. So for the punctuation mark, they use the term ellipsis points. Further, some like to distinguish between ellipsis points and what they call suspension points, three dots that indicate a trailing off or faltering speech. But in common usage, most people use the term ellipsis in all these situations, which is fine and usually the easiest. The main job of an ellipsis is to show that a writer is leaving out something that someone said. This usually comes up in direct quotations. So if we were to quote a famous John F. Kennedy speech and chop part of it out, we might write something like, "Ask, dot, 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 what you can do for your country." Those dots would show that we're leaving out some words in between. Now, if your computer doesn't automatically format the ellipsis, style guides say that you should type spaces between the dots. But frankly, I just don't see it done that way, including in professional editing. I don't put spaces between them either. But it is important to put a space before and after the ellipsis. Another important thing to note is that if the text that comes right before an ellipsis is a complete sentence, you end that sentence with a terminal punctuation mark, usually a period. This creates four dots in a row, but in most styles, there's a space between that terminal period and the first dot in the ellipsis. "We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender." Those are two lines from a Winston Churchill speech that did not come one right after the other. There was some stuff in between them. But if we wanted to quote him and omit that stuff that came in between, we would write it like this. "We shall fight on the beaches, period, space, dot, 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 space. We shall never surrender." That's different from an ellipsis that appears in the middle of a sentence. If the words before the ellipsis don't form a complete sentence on their own, then you only end up with three dots because you didn't need to end the previous sentence with a period. So if we took that second Churchill sentence and took out the word never, you'd write, "We shall, space, dot, 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 space, surrender." Now the question of whether to use a capital letter after an ellipsis depends entirely on whether the stuff after the ellipsis is a complete sentence. So in our first Churchill example, "We shall fight on the beaches, we shall never surrender," the W in that second "we" is capitalized. But in our second Churchill example, "We shall, ellipsis, surrender," the S in surrender is not capitalized. Now, ellipses can also be used to indicate a trailing off of speech or thought. And yes, it's fine to do this humorously or playfully. "I was thinking you and I could head back to my place and..." ellipsis. But note that a speaker trailing off is different from a speaker being cut off by someone else. "I was thinking you and I could..." "Stop right there, buddy." In these cases, much of professional editing seems to prefer a dash instead of an ellipsis. That is, when the speaker stops talking on his own, an ellipsis works. But when someone's cutting him off, a dash might be better. In creative writing, ellipses can be used very creatively. But in any journalistic or academic context, they represent something serious and should be taken seriously. In those arenas, quotation marks are like a serious promise to the reader, telling him this is exactly what this person said or wrote, word for word. So if you're going to leave out something between those quotation marks, you're obligated to let the reader know you've altered the original wording. That's when ellipses are most important. Of course, the big gap ellipses leave in quotations can make the reader wonder what exactly was cut out. And that can be a distraction. So professional editors and writers usually try to avoid using ellipses. Often they do this by finding better quotations that can stand alone unaltered. But when that's not an option, ellipses are crucial.